This is The Space. I'm your host, Casey Donovan. It's time to reflect on the week and take it easy for your Sunday with one of my favourite tips from the last 7 days. So, relax, get comfy, and let's do this. Let's talk about black hole browsing. If you haven't heard of it, like me, you've probably done it. Like me also. You've opened the internet to search for something work-related. You click on a video, and that video sends you to another YouTube clip. Before you know it, you are knee-deep in TikTok, watching a stranger show off their collection of emotional support cups. How did we get here? When it comes to productivity, black hole browsing is a dangerous culprit. Let's remember that every time we interrupt a task, it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to get back to it. To avoid black hole browsing, how can you set some boundaries? Ask yourself these questions. Am I the boss of browsing? How can I use the internet more mindfully? Can I put a limit on my browsing? For instance, I only click on 3 links before I reach my limit. Am I using work as an excuse to escape into the internet? Do I really need to look up that thing right now? Of course, you can always get some help. Remember, the algorithm wants you to get lost in the ether. There are plenty of blocker apps that can stop you from losing yourself. In many cases, the best way to avoid black hole browsing is to not start browsing in the first place. I'm Casey Donovan, and this is The Space. Thanks for taking the time to learn about this mindfulness stuff. It's cool to have you here. See you tomorrow. Space out.